Hey guys, it's Carly from Boyk Farm Outfitters, and we're all about equipping the modern farmer. Our team is Nebraska's go-to for precision planting, SurePoint liquid systems, Green Eye spot spray, and more. So whether you're considering an equipment upgrade, adding new tech, or just need a trained eye to service what you have, check us out. Creep on us at BoykFarmOutfitters.com and get connected with our team of experts. We're excited to help you find what's next. That's B-O-E-C-K FarmOutfitters.com.
We're on the air.
Back. Well, party's starting early today, isn't it?
To more of Early Break on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
We'll get to an interesting stat from CBS Sports' Tom Fornelli in a second regarding travel and records in the Big Ten with the nationwide conference that we are now. But before that, I know Sip's been getting energized with his espresso from Luke at the mill. Yes.
Thank you, Luke.
There's more ways to get energized.
Okay.
Yeah.
What is it?
Sip knows this stuff well. From
is it Liquid Death?
Close. This is Nebraska's very own Cranium.
Oh,
Cranium.
Oh,
wow. Energy drink from Fremont,
stuff is
Nebraska.
Magic.
Jamie Stark, one of the co-founders, provided this with. He came by and brought this this week.
Oh, they're wow. I want Cranium.
By the way, go to Drink Cranium. It's C-R-A-N-I-Y-U-M. Cranium. DrinkCranium.com. Enter code EARLYBREAK. You get 10% off any order. So we've got flavors here.
Wow. This is exciting.
This is Dr. Yum.
That's like Dr. Pepper kind of. I want you to try some, Bill. This stuff is magic. There's no sugar.
Okay.
I don't know.
Oh, I like
this
that.
Melon crisp. Looks like kind of a Mountain Dew can.
You know what this is? Watermelon.
Can I have this?
Yes, you may have that, Bill. That is for you.
Thank you.
This is watermelon and green grape.
Okay.
Kind of takes you back to my childhood.
This one is Blue Twist right here.
Oh, I like the Blue Twist.
Blue Twist, you take that one.
Okay. This is my favorite.
And our last one here we have is... grapefruit soda. Very tart.
Okay. They're all
very
good.
Tart there.
Tart.
They're all good. These guys are based in Fremont.
Based in Fremont.
Fremont. Just a bunch of some dudes from Fremont.
Zero sugar, that? Zero artificial colors.
Fremont High or Fremont Bourbon?
Unclear.
Let us know.
150 milligrams of caffeine, naturally sourced, by the way.
Naturally
Cranium.
Sourced.
Cranium. The website to learn more is drinkcranium.com. Again, early break the code for 10% off your order. This stuff is exploding across the state.
It is.
Very popular.
Bill, for our age, it does give you mental clarity. Mm. It does. I've experienced it. So, God dang. Thanks, Jake.
Thanks to Cranium.
And thanks to Cranium, those guys.
I love clarity.
We do.
I need it.
I need it a lot. Thank you.
I've got permanent brain
fog. We're putting up wallpaper all day. You need something.
Cranium and wallpaper is a good mix, for sure.
Thanks. DrinkCranium.com. Saw a stat from CBS Sports. Tom Fornelli does his
What is this?
He does a weekly write up every Tuesday on the Big Ten.
You like this, don't you?
Yes.
Well, it's we've always talked about, hey, what is the advantage or disadvantage of all this cross country travel?
Let's hear it.
In the Big Ten. Well, it's Tom Fornelli. He said, let's compile some stats to the beginning of last season when you added Washington and Oregon, USC, and UCLA.
Okay.
This is the records of everybody. Straight up on the road, generally, whether it's a long trip or not, 41 and 51. Not a big surprise. Of course, home field should have advantage. Overall, 41 and 51. Everybody crossing, Eastern schools crossing the Rockies to the west.
Okay.
Going to Washington, Washington, UCLA, USC, and Oregon. 4-11. Okay. 4-11 going out east.
Okay. What about west to east?
West schools going east are 7-9, thanks to Oregon, has had a very good record going east.
Yes.
Everybody else has struggled in terms of, you know, these long travels. Everybody but Ohio State, Penn State, and Oregon is 28 and 50 on the road in general. And everybody but Ohio State, Penn State, and Oregon crossing the Rockies is 5-19. So you have the elite three teams that have been great last, but everybody else, the 4-18 in the conference, going across the Rockies, 5-19 going back to the beginning.
Remember
of
just
last
watching
season.
Iowa going out, and that one—that's not as far out to UCLA. They just looked horrible. They looked horrible last year at UCLA.
You've made an impression on me in several ways.
Hey guys, Jake Sorensen. Hair loss is not just about hair; it's about how you feel when you look in the mirror. Hims helps you take back that confidence with access to simple, personalized care that fits your life. Hims offers convenient access to a range of prescription hair loss treatments with ingredients that work, including chews, oral medications, serums, and sprays. There's no hidden fees, no surprise costs, just real personalized care on your schedule. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit Hims.com/earlybreak. That's Hims.com/earlybreak for your free online visit. Hims.com/earlybreak. Individual results may vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Featured products include compounded drug products, which the FDA does not approve or verify for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information. Hey guys, Jake Sorensen here. What does comfort look like for you? For me, comfort is a mattress that feels soft and supportive, made without harmful chemicals. Comfort is world-class back support. Avocado's eco-organic mattress features up to 1,000 steel coils individually encased in fabric pockets that flex independently to reduce motion transfer. It's firm enough for back and stomach sleepers and even growing kids, yet soft enough for side sleepers. Comfort is also long-lasting. Low-quality memory foam breaks down in a matter of years. Avocado mattresses are handcrafted from the finest natural organic ingredients for superior durability and are designed to last. And also, Comfort is sleeping on organic materials like wool and latex that promote air circulation and moisture wicking without retaining heat. Say goodbye to night sweats. Avocado also has easy financing options with Affirm to make your purchase more accessible, and try before you buy. Visit one of the retail stores or premier retail partners to experience the comfort in person. Head to avocadogreenmattress.com today and save big on Avocado certified organic mattresses. Avocado, dream of better. Hey guys, it's Jake Sorensen. Let's be real. It's really hard to get flavor when you're trying to eat healthy, right? Good news for you. Washington Red Raspberries are a clean, simple, and seriously delicious way to add more nutrition to your day with flavor as well. They're American grown, picked at peak ripeness, and frozen within hours to lock in nutrients like fiber, antioxidants, and vitamin C. Plus, no added sugar. That's just fruit as nature intended. 80 calories per cup, great source of fiber, and one of the highest fiber berries in general. These are also at Costco, Kroger, Winco. Once again, they're naturally low in sugar, high in fiber, and support gut health, blood sugar balance, and overall wellness. Whether you're trying to clean up your snacks or build better meals, these berries are a total win. Do you want to discover new ways to use American frozen raspberries and get more details on where you can grab a bag of these delicious berries? Go to redraz.org. That's redraz.org. You'll find recipes, health tips, retail locations, and everything you need to make frozen Washington Red Raspberries a regular part of your routine today. And remember, look for product of the U.S. on the bag.
And you have stated clearly that travel matters.
Travel does matter. Nothing matters more than your roster, just so you know. But if you're going to be in my, I told someone this the other day, if you're going to be on that one of those four teams, you better have Oregon talent.
Yeah.
You better have that type of talent. I mean, if you, that is so hard. Just look what USC was. I mean, they gave up 30 points to Purdue. What was the final score? 40 something. It was a weird rain delay game. So I get that. They go out to Illinois, who just got beat by 50 the week before.
Yep.
By 50. And they lose. And don't forget that Illinois fumbled twice going into the end zone.
They did.
They had a chance to end this thing several times, yep, besides the last play of the game.
Yep.
And watching that game, it was like, it was incredible. And that was to Illinois. That wasn't going to Maryland or as far as you can go. Now, same thing though. You take Washington last year, way better team than Rutgers. Much better team than Rutgers. Went out to Rutgers and got beat.
Mm-hmm. So it matters.
It does matter. But you have to have that roster of all. I mean, Oregon has a roster. They are unbelievable.
They do.
And so, but I'm just telling you right now, what it would take for UCLA to put together a winning program right now would be insane. They don't have any, their NIL is not very good. They don't have any fans that care. No one comes to the games. And then you have to have this insane travel.
Mm-hmm.
Insane travel. And so I'm like you're gonna change this?
I don't get it. I say it's not a good job.
Can you, and you base it off of one thing, that the campus of UCLA is beautiful. That's not enough.
There's some tradition.
They've had some tradition, but it's not enough to be able to get it going.
Isn't that interesting? I mean, I just insist that is not a good job. You would think it. Now, there's pushback. I'm sure, like, I know guys that would say, Sipple, they're in the Big Ten. It's a good job. It's a good job. Yeah. Just because they're in the Big Ten.
It's in the Big Ten. For that reason, the two jobs that are open, Big Ten jobs, are that are going to be your best jobs. It'd be a Big Ten job, or what's the other job that's open? Arkansas, it's in the SEC. So both you say, hey, they get money. They get the $60 million something.
Right, that's what it is.
And if you're in at Okie State, like, well, that's a better job. Well, your haircut's pretty big because you're getting half the money what you would at the other place.
Right. What about ACC? Same
thing. Yeah. They're in the same amount. So it's not like a massive. No, I think it's an extremely difficult job. Extremely difficult because no one cares. I'm a big person to look like. Does someone care about our program? Virginia Tech fan base cares. They'll show up. They'll sell it out.
I'll tell you
what. So it gives you a chance.
You can. That is a real conversation. When we do these previews in the summer on these teams that Nebraska plays, you got to find media that cover the team. It's literally hard to do for UCLA. You can't hardly find anybody that covers the team on a daily basis.
Yeah, daily. What exactly? Yeah, they cover them. They'll write about them on Sunday, write about the game that just happened. But who's their beat writer that's there to practice every day?
Think about it compared to Nebraska, where there's 50 people at a press conference. That's not a bad thing. That's a good thing.
No. Think about the teams out there right now that are probably doing the best would be Miami. You wouldn't say that fan base isn't crazy.
No, that's not a crazy fan base.
It's not.
There's some hardcore.
And they're still doing pretty well. But there's not a lot of places you go like, what's Ohio State's fan base like? Oregon's fan. The place is nuts.
They're rabid.
Mm-hmm. The place is nuts.
That matters.
It matters. And it UCLA, it'll never happen. Mm. And so you're basing off of one thing.
God dang it.
You're basing off that you have an unbelievable campus. And when you drive, I've been to UCLA several times, and I've done some camps and everything like that. It is.
It's gorgeous.
When you're on campus and I'm at the football facility, that's like, this is unbelievable.
I've been to Westwood. It's beautiful. Now, hold on, though. I wouldn't say never. Like, they could never have a lot of interest. What if they get the right coach there and they go 10-2?
There's always the right coach. Yeah, it's not impossible.
They got to get the right guy.
But I never hear anything that they're just in great shape across the board.
No,
I mean they're always in financial strife. I mean they are. They're always in a pickle financially, and so that's why I said, like, well, where would you go to be a head coach? Iowa or UCLA? I'm like, I'm going to Iowa. And is there the talent? No, you can recruit basically, you know, a 100-mile radius in LA and have a chance to build a pretty good team.
Why is USC so much better then as a job?
Well, one thing that's better for them is their admits, is because you can get people in school. It's a private school. You have a better chance to do that. UCLA, it's like, I mean, those guys are, I mean, a 36 ACT doesn't guarantee you're getting into UCLA. Perfect score.
USC.
That's crazy.
USC's a very interesting study right now. Because they haven't been good for a little bit now. Now you go to their stadium, it's not full.
No.
Now, how's
that? There last year? Yeah.
Yeah, it wasn't even close.
No, it doesn't have the great buzz to it. It hasn't this year.
It doesn't. No.
It'll be interesting to look at what they have. I think they're bye this week, then they got Michigan next week, right? So it'll be interesting to see what that looks like. There'll be a lot of Michigan fans there. There will be a good amount of Michigan fans will make that trip out to SC.
Interesting study because they're paying a premier coach a ton of money, and it's not really working that well.
Yes, USC is off this week, and they will host Michigan next week.
Huge game.
Has the time been announced on that yet?
6:30 on NBC the next week.
Monster game.
Night game.
I mean, think about how big that game is for Lincoln Riley.
Oh, it's huge. There's enough ability to beat Michigan. They have enough. Oh, sure, there's enough players there. It's not like, oh, they can't beat them. Yeah, they do. They have enough players. And they do play different at home. But that is, when you watch that, I mean, Illinois went up and down the field against USC. Up and down the field.
Yeah, USC looked sleepwalky at times in that game.
And it was. They were asleep. They'll play different. They'll play way better against Michigan. They will.
The Spillover is next on Early Break on the Ticket.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.